From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Afghan-Taliban talks possible. Pakistani officials said Wednesday peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban are likely to resume as early as next week. They added Pakistan wants an international presence in the entire process because of the long history of mistrust and suspicions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testified before the Senate Armed Forces Committee Wednesday and said the international community has to step up the fight against the Islamic State before another terrorist attack happens.
Turkey must do more to control its often porous border. Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states joined the air portion of the campaign in the early days, only the air part, but have since been preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen.
Carter said it's time for Russia to, in his words, focus on the right side of this fight. Comments by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump that all Muslims should be banned temporarily from entering the country has triggered an angry reaction in Britain, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell.
Scottish National Party lawmaker Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh said the same rules should be applied to Trump as those used against extremist Muslim preachers.
We've already banned 84 hate preachers from this country. My view is that what Donald Trump said amounts to hate speak, and therefore my question to the government is, let's consider making him number 85.
More than 100,000 Britons have signed an online petition calling for Donald Trump to be banned from entering the country, meaning the proposal will be considered for debate in Parliament. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment. It would allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017 and possibly to remain in power until 2034. This is VOA News. The UN Committee Against Torture says torture and ill treatment are widespread in China and remain deeply entrenched in the country's criminal justice system. Lisa Schlein reports.
The group of 10 independent experts says a Chinese delegation, which presented its case to the UN committee, acknowledges torture is a big problem in China. But it says the delegation did not provide data on the extent and prevalence of this outlawed practice. The panel said China's delegation also did not provide information on how many people have died in custody, how many people are being held incommunicado in secret places of detention, known as black jails, and how many cases of torture have been raised and investigated. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the two shooters in last week's California massacre were radicalized before they met online and started discussing jihad and martyrdom about 2 years ago. FBI Director James Comey spoke before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is criticizing European governments for limiting how intelligence agencies share counterterrorism information around the world. Speaking in London, Lynch called it particularly disappointing that the European Court of Justice recently struck down the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement that had allowed U.S. companies to easily send customer data from the European Union to servers based across the Atlantic. The U.S. Supreme Court appeared divided Wednesday after oral arguments were presented in a case that could spell an end to affirmative action in the United States. The case was brought by a white applicant who was denied admission to the University of Texas at Austin in 2008. She and her lawyers argue that the university admissions policy violates the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment, which guarantees equal protection under the law. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel apologized Wednesday for the police shooting of a 17-year-old black suspect last year. Emanuel choked back tears as he spoke at a special counsel meeting. The emotional apology has seemed to have little effect on demonstrators who marched through the city streets demanding that the mayor quit. Two Afghan men getting military pilot training in the United States are missing from a base in Georgia. The two did not show up for training Monday, but it's unclear when they disappeared. An overnight Taliban assault Tuesday on a key airport in southern Afghanistan killed 37 people and wounded 35. The violence continued into Wednesday. A group of at least 10 heavily armed suicide bombers wearing uniforms of Afghan security forces stormed the airfield in Kandahar. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.